בעזרת השם, learning הלכות, the laws of stealing, the laws, how to steal, when to steal, what kind of laws.
learning הלכות, is
it American law or Israeli law? It's Jewish law. Oh, it says that אסור לגנוב ולגזול, I'm sorry. אסור to steal.
Yeah, so that doesn't sound like Israeli American law.
No,
right.
Jewish law, I guess. Yeah.
No, the politicians are learning how to steal.
לגנוב או לגזול אפילו פחות משווה פרוטה בין מגדול ומקטן אפילו עוד לצחות מהצייר ומהקצר או לחנך ולהחזיר מיד. Can steal or לגזול, you know the difference you do?
One story in the night and one story in the
cover. It's not דווקא day or night, it's more like
you don't care that other people see you,
right? And you do care.
So like one's burglary and one's armed robbery.
Even if it's less than the shevet pruta, even if it's a little amount,
like
using someone's pen without permission and writing with it, can it's just shevet pruta, the ink that you're using, but still it's called stealing. You can't steal from an adult, you can't steal from a kid under 13, you can't steal in a joke way, in my pocket, right? You can't steal in order to educate someone that well, you don't keep your stuff, I'll show you. There's a famous story from the Baal Shem Tov. Once the Baal Shem Tov had a wedding of one of his students or one of his children, I don't know exactly. And they made these two big rows on both and two sides towards the chuppah, and the Baal Shem Tov walked in the middle. Suddenly the Baal Shem Tov goes over to the Jew that was standing on the side and whispers something in his ear and continues on. So the Jew walked away. So all the Hasidim jumped. What did the Rebbe tell you? Who are you? You must be the biggest tzaddik. The Baal Shem Tov came over to you. No, you're joking with us. It's humility that you have. Tell us the truth. You're a big tzaddik. Tell us what the Baal Shem Tov had to tell you. He said, I'll tell you who I am. I'll tell you my story. You'll see I'm actually a great tzaddik. He said that a few years ago, I have a neighbor, a good friend, that used to go around and work and sell things all year round. Every few months used to come home and give money to the house. And then one time my friend comes home, and I came to greet him also, and a lot of people came to greet him, Baruch Hashem, a few months he wasn't around. And then I see that the whole bundle of money is just laying there on the bed without any supervision, no one taking care of it. I thought to myself, my friend, it's not right what he's doing. I'm going to show him, I'm going to steal it, and then I'm going to bring it back to him, just to show him that it's not safe what he's doing. So I did, I took it. And a few hours later, I hear everyone is running around. Oh no! All the money of half a year running around. He lost all the money. Someone stole the money. We don't know the money is. So I thought to myself, oh yeah, now I can't give it back. They'll think I'm the thief. I'm a thief. So soon I'll give it back to him. And then the Yitzhak, I'll give him, listen, you know what? I'll do some business with the money. And then I'll give it back with profit also. All kinds of things. In the meantime, he became very sick, this friend, from the situation. And he lost all the money. And now I went out. I went out to from the city. I couldn't stand it. And the Baal Shem Tov saw all this Ruach Kodesh, and he sees me over here, and he came over and whispered in my ear, "It's never late to do tshuva. Go return the money now." So see that you don't steal even for chinuch reasons. So we said a ganav, someone takes money without the owner's knowing. So, according to the Torah law, if he's caught, he has to pay double. Okay. But if he stole, like the Gemara says, if he stole an ox or a sheep, and he shechted them or he sold them, for the ox he'll pay times five, and for the sheep, times four. A gazlan is someone who steals money with force. He comes and he says, you act with a slap and takes his thing away and run off.
In the daytime or not?
It's not even day or night.
Like an ob doesn't want to be seen by people.
Right, and especially
as long
as they are.
Doesn't mind. He doesn't fear people or them.
Today, since there's no Beis HaMikdash, no Sanhedrin, there's no knasot. We don't dan means knas. We don't give doubles. We don't give fines. Double or times four or five. We don't do that today.
The fine is only if you didn't return it, right?
No.
What? Paying the doubles, if you returned it or not?
No, if you did not return, if you were paying the doubles, if you were caught.
Right, but then the object is also returned
and if you know, of course.
Somebody steals $100,
you return $100
and pay
$200. Okay, if he was caught. He came himself and admitted, I stole.
No,
it would
have to
come like the person
who returns the object and pays the value. No, if it was worth $100.
To pay another $100.
It has another
$100. That's what he said.
No, I said
$200. $200 together. The sin of stealing is very, very chamur. And because of this, Rashi says that Nechtam Avon Dor HaMabul, the punishment of the Dor HaMabul, the generation of the flood, was Nechtam, was sealed because of this, because of stealing. 24 things hold a person away from the ways of tshuva. And Gezel Mekatrig Barosh. Gezel is the one on top, which is preventing you from making tshuva. Okay. Something which is very, very little, tissue. And it's not considered less than Shavapuda, it's considered less than that. Or ink from the pen, like we said, you wrote a word. If you know that the person is not a person who's machpid, he's happy with it, you're allowed to take it halachically. Rosh Hashanah won't do that either. But let's say you're sitting here and now you sneezed and they're all having some. You're allowed to. הנכנס לחנות ממתקים או פיצוחים. אם כוונת באמת, זה באמת לבנות רשע לטעום כל מיני דעת טובו, להנקם את זה שזה עושה אותי מאוד. If you go to Chanut Mamtakim, a goodie store, or at Pitzuchim, they have like you take with a thing, and you want to see if it's good, if you like it, you want to buy. So you let it taste from each type and buy it. Let it taste it. Why the owner, unless it says don't. The owner, he wants to taste it because he wants to buy it, but you can't go into the store and start tasting it from. Because the stores that they have so much, if he takes from each one, you have a stomachache. Yeah? If you say there's all kinds of chocolates, there's one with peanuts, one with the raisins, one with coffee, one with. You want to know which one the kids like, you know? Yeah? So there's a lot of taste to see if.
It takes 10 of them to buy one.
Yeah, that is one. That's it, wait, I'm not sure if this again. Like I did to my wife about the cake. Well, I'm not sure it's so good, one second.
Is this also the same thing? Like,
Yerushalayim
people wouldn't do that also, right?
No, you want to see if you want it.
Maybe the Yerushalayim would ask first.
Right.
Yeah.
If it doesn't say asur, the mocher wants people to taste.
In LA, I saw
it. He wants people to buy.
What? And why you're making the shuk.
When it's open like that for the public. I don't know, wherever I go to fruits and vegetable places, I want to taste the anavim, is that? Of course, they're very happy for me to taste it, see if I want to.
Chutz La'aretz would never do it.
Right.
Chutz La'aretz would never do it, that's why we were like a different
minhag. Here, very normal.
To my eyes, when I see someone doing that's theft, you can't do that.
Really?
Looks for it, they have signs out saying, no grazing.
What's left?
If there's a sign, it's a different story.
No, but also candy is expensive. Like, you know, like let's say you go to the places where you're saying, like, even if they're selling, like, you know, these Belgian chocolates, that could be, you know, five shekels each. You're saying you just...
No, talking about the stuff like pizuchim and stuff like that. Which you buy per kilo. I buy it for Shabbos for my kids. I buy a whole bag. It costs me 15 shekels, a huge bag. 200 grams, 250 grams. Can? From London or somewhere. It's in English. It's a, it has an English heksher. I guess it's from England.
Oh, because I had the chocolate at $50 for a small piece. Okay.
If Chad Shalom, of course, is not planning on buying, he just wants to taste, that's of course the Easter of the White House. So. Okay. If someone forces someone to sell him something, he's called a Chamsan, Nagazlan. That's still good, you can't force anyone to. Right? And also, if you're forcing again and again, you're over on the love of Lotachmod. Don't covet what's not yours. That's still good, covet. Okay.
Same for also giving. Same for giving if somebody wears you down enough where you have to give them something that they won't leave you alone. It's the same thing.
What's the wears you down?
Huh?
What's wears you down?
You know, it keeps bothering you. Give me a piece of your sandwich.
Yeah, same thing as someone forces someone to it goes both ways. If you force someone to sell you, if you force someone to buy. Come on, buy it for me. No, maqfad lecha, please. Also, it's gezel, Hamas. Hamas. Hamas?
Yeah, you translated
as balance. I don't know. I know the Gemara says with Hamas. Hamas is someone comes, he takes your watch off, and he gives you $100, and he runs off. I don't want your $100. I could buy three watches with $100. I don't want them. I don't want. I want my watch. Yep. My bubby bought me the watch. I want my bubby's watch.
I think
Hamas
is like a iniquity, right?
What's iniquity? Avram, no, what are you doing here? It's good to know what you're doing. He forgot his English.
Hamas in English is like iniquity.
Iniquity is sin.
No, it's a type of steal. It's forcing someone to sell you something, you pay it. Same, but you're forcing him to sell you something. It's asu. באנגלית, יש פה ציבור שלא יודעים מה
זה. I was at a gas station, came up to me, and he wants to sell me, he wants to sell me all different kinds of things to sell, and he wouldn't leave me alone, he wouldn't leave me, he took it, take the 60, you know, then he gives it to my wife, he said 50, you know, then he throws it in the back seat, the car. I know what to do. My wife got out of the car and gave it back and said, leave us alone.
It's
an Arab.
No stealing.
Yeah, that's still to do that.
That's a kind of
a Jew
thing.
Cannot do that.
Right.
An Arab could do that. He could slap him across the face. No, it's a laugh. Not the Echel's guy. So. העוברים דרך חדרים על הגוד גצל ואתה מסלול שלנו תורה ומעלית ולקבל ראשון שקלים או ועד בית אלא אם כן יחסים צורך אחד הילדים או צורך עצמו מאחד מהם. Someone who goes through another building from one end to the other, he goes from another, and by yeah, allowed to, but he can't use their lights, he can't use the elevator. If it's for your own use, you need it for because he needs someone, or someone needs you, but you're allowed to, of course. But if it's just you want to just shorten the way, so then you can't use their elevator unless you get permission from the Vaad Bayit. Okay.
I thought even it extends also like wearing down, like, you know, like the walkway wearing down, like the sidewalk from you going there all the time, like great, you know, blazing so, a path like to the Mars.
Right.
You know,
so like, if
it wasn't a path,
it's going there. If it's through a gina. Grass and stuff, and of course people walk there all the time, it gets destroyed, and that's asur. But that's my building, it has two entrances, and people, if they don't go through, they have to go all around the building. There's no gina, it's just my building itself, it's my the lobby of the building. So then they're allowed to go through the lobby of the building.
But if your building has two entrances, one, you know, like on this level, one's four levels down, I can't take the elevator.
Right.
Take the stairs.
Again, I know if a lot of the.
Could you take the stairs?
Stairs, yeah.
You use the stairs.
Yeah.
One is like using electricity and so
forth. Right. Like right. Expenses.
Right. Turn the lights on.
Extinguish costs.
Right. Like if you couldn't turn the light on, you go down the stairs. Right. That's what we're saying.
Yeah. Right. Right. If you want, you go into Afatza, you're going to help these people. Of course, you're allowed to take an elevator.
Do you have a purpose in this? Like for me, like I never cut through Center One like on my way home because I'm always like, you know, like I have no purpose in going there. I'm just cutting through, so I go the other way if I want.
I would never go through Center One for other reasons.
Right, exactly.
You're allowed to cut through Center One. You're allowed to cut through. What's up? Am I? Tap. He says here that it's still to take a newspaper from a Tevat Doar or someone not a free one that they give. It's something which people pay for. They're manui, how do you say? They have a manui.
Subscription.
Yeah, for a newspaper. So he said, I'm just going to read the headlines and put it back in. It's called Gezen. Also, there's better reasons why not to read it. But still, I'll tell you a story I heard. I read. There's a guy. Big Talmud Chacham, and his neighbor one day sees him standing downstairs and reading the newspaper early in the morning. So, and another day, he doesn't understand what's going on with this guy. He asked, that's what he's doing. He's a huge Talmud Chacham. So he went and he asked him, why are you reading the newspaper? He said, oh, no, there's a little box everywhere you put. Names to daven for, people need to daven, so I just take the names down. That's okay, then we'll tell. You see how you have to be melamed zchut on someone. What do you know what he's doing? What is it? It's not your business what he's doing, Kitzo. Mind your own business. Now, if you live in a building and there's a berez, there's a faucet which belongs to the whole building. That's where the guy who washes the floor uses it or whatever. So it's still for you to go and I'll wash my car with this water.
If you live in that building or not?
Even if you live in the building, of course. If you live in the building, if you don't live, of course not. Even if you live in the building, you have to ask the shul from the baal bayit, and maybe they'll tell you to give extra money to the baal bayit. Because why should the baal bayit, which means everyone else, should have to pay more because of you? Your personal uses.
Well, what if it's something like that you're outside with your sukkah and you need the nagel blaster? I mean, there's so little water in a
Ken, so if it's a normal thing that all the neighbors anyways would use, so it's fine. If it's something which the neighbors don't use, so it's not fine. Go ask the Baal Bayit. I just need to wash my hands when I go vasa after the sukkahs.
Okay.
Probably tell you it's okay.
Times 14 meals, that's a lot. Times 3 people, that's a lot of water. Once you're justifying stealing, you know it's easy to steal a lot.
Yeah. Now, if someone goes to a wedding, for example, Itch's wedding, no. Someone goes to a wedding, and there's leftovers in his own portion, he's allowed to take that home. He can't take from others, unless he knows he's going to go to the garbage. If he knows he goes to the garbage, and knows Baal Simcha doesn't care, it's angry, the flowers are going to garbage, everything's going to garbage, then he's allowed to take it, because anyway, it's going to garbage.
What? Run into those problems all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, people ask me, like, this is not mine. You can ask them about
it. There's a machloket in the halacha. I'm going to speak a little bit about this. If a person, if you're allowed to take a picture of a person without against his will. Okay? It says here, in the Shut Mishneh Halachas of Chaim Kanievsky, I think, okay? That's Shoni Alochas. That's Mishneh Alochas. I don't remember. says, yeah, that the reason why it'll be asur, because some people are very machmir not to be photographed, not to be taken a picture of. Yeah. And also it could be gezel, because a person, you can make money off that picture, and a person doesn't want you to make money off of it. Machlokes. There's a famous, there's a story I heard from the person, firsthand, a cousin from, he was there in Canada. He told me that he went to B'chan Kanevsky. And B'chan Kanevsky This is a story. Someone went to one of the Gedolim, which is very wasn't. It was very happy not to take pictures of him, and they told them, don't take pictures. And he took pictures of him coming down the stairs or whatever he was there. And when he opened the sea, it was just a shape of him, white. There was no form. It was just a form. Not clear. He didn't see the. Just the tzaddik that he took a picture of. Everything else was clear. Just that wasn't clear. The tzaddikim, some tzaddikim were very makhpi after the pictures. Bnei yeshiva v'chol ha'ochlim v'chadrei ochel v'sudim asu alav. People eating in yeshiva in a dormitory can't just go to the kitchen and take whatever you want. Whatever they serve you, you're allowed to eat. And also, if there's a certain amount of dishes, plates for people, you can't just take someone else's. Maybe it's just exact, maybe it's just stealing up from someone. Be careful. This is a halacha over here that you can't steal from an ani. And note that when the person will realize that I stole, now I'll give him double. I want to give him tzedakah. He doesn't want to take tzedakah. Fine, I'll steal from him, and then someone will say I stole, and then I'll give him double. No, it's not true. Okay. Okay. Teachers allow to confiscate stuff from the kids. But yeah. Whether it's stuff which either even stuff which are permitted but they're bothering the class, or stuff which are the play the school doesn't have to bring. So the teacher allowed to confiscate it. Can we have to return it afterwards some way, it could be the end of the year also, but they have to return it afterwards, yeah?
Normally we return to the parents with a little note.
You're not allowed to steal answers of a test. It's called Gneva Da'at. Cheating. So, Saddam. So we'll stop over here. And,